This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Get into the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event and get away with a deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Right now, get huge savings on our popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe, or go all electric with America's most awarded EV lineup, like the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 6.
Get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a great deal only during the Hyundai Getaway Sale Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
Here we are, guys, our last break of the day.
Hey, listen, I have some closing remarks. After spending some time last week with myself, I came away with some great takeaways. And it's really, really hard, I know, for the average person to take time to themselves. It's really, really hard for me because I have so many things attached to my life. I have such a huge life. And I realized it, and I do realize it when I try to set this life down sometimes and just give it a rest. Everybody needs a rest. Everybody needs a break. Everybody needs some time to themselves. But my team did the best they could without bothering me with stuff that was the day-to-day. They only text me if it was pressing. And they had to have a response, and I'm the only one that can give them a response. So they played it. So I wasn't bombarded with a lot of stuff last week. I was still, a lot of requests was coming in, but not the usual amount. And even though what I'm telling you I know is difficult to do, it's difficult to just take some time for yourself. But it's imperative. And I discovered that I really have to do it more. And I really, really have to discover that I have to just do more things for me. I do so much, and a lot of women can relate to this, and a lot of men. You do so much for other people that you look up at the end of the day and you ain't done nothing for yourself. You take care of the kids. You take care of the house. You take care of your man. You take care of your wife. You take care of the kids. You go to work. You take care of them bills. You come home. You take care of the yard. Something happening with the car. You got to go see about that. Something happened up at the school. You got to go see that. Then if you got a child that's got some extracurriculum activities, now you got to support that because that's your job, because your child can't get there unless you take them there. And it's just, it gets to be a lot. But you can't forget about you, because without you, this whole thing don't really work. So every now and then, I can't tell you how often, or I can't tell you how to make it happen. But you've got to take some time to get with just yourself. And you know what it does? Like, it's sort of refreshing because you get to reintroduce yourself to yourself. You know, it's kind of good to get to know yourself. Think your thoughts. Respond the way you want to respond. Sit where you want to sit. Look out the window. Look out at the water. Look out at the park. Look out in your backyard and just have your own thoughts. That is such a cool thing to do. You know, spend a lot of time meditating and praying. You know, I finally, it took me a long time, but I just learned this a couple years ago. The difference between meditation and prayer. Prayer is talking to God. Prayer is talking to God. Putting in request of God. Telling God about your gratitude, your thoughts, your dreams, your ambitions, your goals. It's saying thank you. Prayer is talking to God. But meditating is different. Meditating is listening to God. Get yourself somewhere in a still place and be quiet. And ask God and ask His Spirit to just talk to you, to calm you, to give you peace, to keep you enclosed in the right mind, to just give you to help you with your decisions. You know, to just sit there and listen to what He has to say. Bishop Kenneth Olmer out in Los Angeles taught me one of the most valuable lessons I've ever heard. You know how you have people come up to you and they may say, God told me to tell you this, or God told me to tell you that. You've ever heard people come up to you like that? I'm always leery when people come up to me and say, oh, I'm glad I met you because God wanted me to tell you this. You know what He told me that rings true? I was asking, I said, man, how do you know it's God that's telling you something? Bishop Kenneth Olmer said, because God's voice has no sin in it. Because I've heard people say, I'm going to go down there and tell them, the Lord talked to me, and I'm going to go down there and tell them what's on my mind. God ain't never told you to go down there and tell them people off. God ain't never told you to go down there and show them who the boss is. God don't tell you to go down there and bust out no car window. God ain't told you to post something wrong about a person. God ain't never told you to seek revenge. God ain't never told you to go down there and show nobody up, embarrass nobody. God's voice has no sin in it. So when people come up to you and they talk to you and they say that God told me to tell you this, you know, it's always interesting because I talk to God every day. I hardly ever miss a day. So when a person comes up to me and tell me what God told him, He didn't even tell me that I would be talking to you today. And there are some people who do have messages, but a lot of them don't. So be conscious of it. Take some time out for yourself. Don't forget to pray. Meditate. Spend some time alone. Get to know yourself. And remember something about prayer. Prayer works. So don't forget to pray. Don't be ashamed to pray. And don't ever be too proud to pray. Because prayer changes things. Okay? Those are my closing remarks today. Hey, look, talk to God today, y'all. He'd love to hear from you. Peace out.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.